5 Regents exams. That's what it takes these days to get that all-important high school diploma. But one of those required exams may be about to change in a big way.
The first recommendation was to not cut the exam, but not make it a mandatory requirement for graduation. The exam would still be given, but there would be 2 other options for graduation to replace that exam.
That's Kathy DeForge, who teaches social studies in Marcellus. And what she's talking about is the much-debated Global History and Geography exam, a test that, as Regents Vice Chancellor Anthony Botar will tell you, is causing a lot of headaches.
It's been a real challenge. If you look at the pass rates, the pass rate for the Global History and Geography Regents test is somewhere around 10, 12 points lower than the pass rate for the English, Math, Science, and the U.S. History exam.
One theory is the bad results have a lot to do with the sheer quantity of material covered.
This current exam is given at the end of 2 years of study, so that's an awful lot of material to be tested on one exam.
But not everyone agrees that's the problem, like DeForge.
I think the reason that people are saying they're failing that exam is not the amount of content, it's the amount of reading and writing that students do. I think they're focusing the blame on the wrong problem.
But most still think global history and geography is the culprit. So Botar and his Board of Regents are debating a few major recommendations from the State Education Department to deal with it. The first is to make the exam optional, but Botar thinks the board is much more sold on another idea.
To split that into 2 courses with an exam at the end of each course.
Chris Brown runs the West Genesee School District.
5,000 years of history, to have a student remember that over the course of 2 years is a challenge, and it can be a blocker for graduation, no doubt about that.
But Brown isn't sure how the state could handle an extra exam.
I don't know how you can add another course with another exam when everybody at the state is cutting back. It seems to be, doesn't logically fit with me.
And along with this is the idea of creating multiple pathways to graduation. Pathways that may help talented kids with specialized skills get past graduation roadblocks like a Regents exam. Jessica Cohen is the superintendent of Onondaga Cortland Madison BOCES and a strong advocate for giving students the option to take a vocational exam instead of a required Regents test. To her, students will still get that well-rounded education, they just won't have to be tested on at all.
The Board of Regents has required 5 Regents exams since 1996, but there's nothing magic about that number. The multiple pathways really talk about how do we get kids college and career ready. It doesn't say that global studies is going away.
The Board of Regents will meet again in the middle of June, where they hope to make some decisions about what the next step will be for graduation in New York State. For WRVO News, I'm Matt Johnston.